This sheer grew out of a question I posted in the Ask the Beit Midrash forum on Facebook, and I'm very grateful to those who engaged with me there. Out of that engagement came the shiur I gave after the Hashkama Minyan in Yisrael of Sharon on Shabbat HaGadol, and I'm very grateful to all the attendees who stayed with me throughout the shiur and encouraged me afterwards to recreate it, although obviously it won't be exactly the same. It's intended as a shiur of nechama. Shabbat HaGadol is the Shabbat that heralds the redemption. I pointed out in my written Dvar Torah this week that the day of redemption may not be the same thing as the Yom HaShem HaGadol v'Nora. It may be that those are alternatives. And we're going to start by looking at the end of Malachi. Zichru terat Moshe avdi asher tziviti oto b'chorev al kol Yisrael chukim u'mishpatim. Hinei anochi sholeach lechem et Eliyahu Navi, lifnei bo Yom HaShem HaGadol v'Nora, v'eshiv levavot al banim v'lev banim al avotam, pen avo v'hikeiti es ha'aretz cherem. So I want to point out a number of ambiguities in this, some of which we'll take advantage of in the shir, some of which I may not reference directly the shir, but I think nonetheless have relevance, or you may think of the relevance afterwards, and you're welcome to contact me with your suggestions in that regard. So we talked about it really, that whether it's Lifnei Bo Yom HaShem HaGadol V'Hanora means that the Yom HaShem HaGadol V'Hanora is inevitable, and the only question is whether the end of the result of the Yom HaShem HaGadol V'Hanora is Avo V'Hiketi Yitzaretz Cherem, or something less than that. The implication in Yoel, again, I pointed out in the written Dvar Torah, is that the alternative is Cherem, or the survival of a Sherita Pleita. But in Malachi, the options may not be, the option may be a full redemption. So that's one issue that certainly needs to be addressed. A second is the, which we'll see in the Ravid, the question of whether Benavovi Kesi Es Aretz Cherem, maybe that doesn't relate to the coming of Eliyahu HaNavi at all, but that relates to Zichru Torat Moshe Avdi Asher Tziviti Oto B'Chorev Al Kol Yisrael Lukamim Mishpatim. And the Eliyahu HaNavi is a parenthetical, but really the question of whether Hashem comes in Hiketi Es Aretz Cherem is a function of the extent to which we remember the Torah of Moshe. Many Achronim already point out that Zichru Torat Moshe is perhaps intended as a break or a limit on Hinei Anochi Shaleach Lechem et Eliyahu HaNavi, meaning that Ein Navi Rashai Lechadesh Davar Me'ata. So whatever Eliyahu HaNavi does has to take place within the context of the revelation of Moshe. Eliyahu can't come with a new revelation, and that also constrains what we think Eliyahu does, which brings us to the part of the pasuk which is the core of the shir, which is what does it mean to be v'heshiv levavot al banim, v'lev banim al avotam. So first question you have to ask is what does it mean to be meshiv a lev? Second question is, What does it mean to be leshiv levavot al banim? What does the al mean? So we tend to think, right, that veshiv means somehow to restore, and it modifies that, right, the relationship. The whole thing talks about changing the relationship between avot and banim. But can be pointed out that that the phrase x al y by avo hanashim al hanashim can mean together with. Right? It means that God restores the hearts of both fathers and sons, and then it could refer to, for example, just having everybody do tshuva. Another ambiguity that I think very likely plays a role is the issue of why it says lev avot al banim, lev banim al avutam. If we were having perfect parallelism, it would be lev avot al banehem, lev banim al avutam, or lev avot al banim, lev banim al avot. So is there a difference, assuming that Lev Banim al Avotam refers to a relationship between the Avot and the Banim? Is there a difference between the way in which the relationship between the Avot al Banim are affected, or which relationships are affected, and where it was fathers and sons as opposed to sons and their fathers? And that will also raise the question of how we identify the Avot and the Banim. I think that there is an instinct, right, if we were talking about translating in terms of Pshat, in the sense of what our first level impression of what the words are likely to mean is, we tend to think it means literal human, you know, fathers and their biological children. children of their biological fathers, at least if it says Banim al Avotam. But we'll see that the standard commentaries on the Mishnah certainly are not satisfied with that approach. And one of the framings I want to put on this is that Eliyahu HaNavi's coming is the last step before redemption or judgment or either one, whichever one is intended to happen. And so whatever it is that he's doing has to be in some way critical to that process. So, okay, we can say, well, Veshiv Avodah Banim V'Labin Avodah Avotam is a natural, that sounds really significant. I think, why is that the thing, the last thing that happens before redemption? Why is that the thing necessary to avoid Avov Yekesi Kol Aretz Cherem? And a really big question is, when God predicts that Eliyahu HaNavi will do that, is he actually predicting that, as first of all, or is he saying, and he better be Meshiv Levod Albanim or else? And to what extent does this process, whatever it is, take place within the context of free will? To what extent can we know that Eliyahu HaNavi will do it? The use of Eliyahu HaNavi as a character here is itself fascinating, because Eliyahu HaNavi is not successful in his lifetime in causing Bnei Yisrael to do a permanent tshuva. He has a brief moment at Har HaKarmel. Do we just want that brief moment, and that's what that brief moment gives us the opportunity for redemption? I think that's a somewhat cynical way to look at it, but I can see how someone might read that that way. Eliyahu HaNavi, we don't know. Anyway, we don't see anywhere in Tanakh a situation where he's Meshiv Lev Avot Al Banim, although he does restore a child to life. So in general, it has the question, some of which I address in the essay and Shira Spiritual Psychobiography of Eliyahu HaNavi, or Spiritual Biography of Eliyahu HaNavi, that you can find on the web, on TorahLeadership.org, about the extent to which the role that Eliyahu HaNavi plays in his second life or his afterlife, whatever you want to call it, right after he's taken up to Shemayim, the Sa'ara, is that a continuation of his role, or in some ways a reversal of his role, or a continuation that involves an understanding of something that he failed to understand in his first tour of duty, right? So that's also relevant as to why we would pick Eliyahu Dafka as the person who is Meshiv Levavot Al Banim Al Avotam, all again working within the traditional assumption, which I have seen no reason to quarrel with, that Eliyahu HaNavi is in fact the same as Eliyahu HaNavi of Sefer Melachim. Okay, so that's our basic introduction to the Pasuk. We're not, however, going to be studying this in the context of Tanakh Lishma. What we're going to be doing is studying the interpretations of this Pasuk that appear in Mishnah Eduyot and other contexts in rabbinic literature to some degree associated with that Mishnah.